Exodus 17. I feel highly compelled to preach tonight on this scripture. And pray the Lord to help us tonight in the service. It's good to be in the Lord's house. And we'll look in verse number 8, if you look with me there. They had just been given water by God through Moses smiting the rock. And the Bible said that the water came out and they was give water. And then we find in the scripture that the Bible said in verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him and sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Well, here we find the Israelites had just come out. They'd been out a little while. And of course, if you go back to chapter 14, they go across the Red Sea. And then they find, thank God, water in the waters of Marah when he threw the tree in. And it became sweet. And then we find in chapter 16 that God gave them manna, thank God, from above. And then we find God giving them water out of the rock. But then came Amalek. Amalek was an enemy of God. He was an enemy of Israel. And there's always going to be opposition when God starts to work. It don't matter who it is. Anytime you do anything for God, the enemy's going to try to oppose you. And we find here tonight, thank God, we want to talk a little bit about victory on the hill. Amen. A victory on the hill. God had Moses in charge at that time. And we know Moses was God's man. And God's man told Joshua to go and choose some men out and go fight with Amalek. And he said, I'll go to the top of the hill. And while you fight with him, he said, I'll hold the rod of God in my hand. Amen. And so Moses went to the top of the hill, and Moses got there, and long as he held his hand up, God, my friend, gave victory to Israel. But why his hands went down after being weary, the Bible said Amalek prevailed. And so we find this evening that Amalek and Joshua was fighting down in the valley while Moses was on the hill. I'm glad, thank God, somebody's on the hill tonight. Amen. That's a picture of intercession. It's a picture of somebody praying. Thank God we're winning the battle. And the Bible said his hand got heavy. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight. There's going to be some heavy times in the Christian life. And we need somebody, thank God, to hold up our hands. Amen. While we're in the battle, thank God, Jesus has already opened his hands and died on a tree, on an old rugged tree, on a hill called Calvary. Thank God to give us victory tonight, and victory's in him, and we done won the battle, but buddy, we're still in the battles of this life, and we need somebody, thank God, to hold our hands up while we fight the battle tonight. Amen. Need somebody to hold her hands up. I was thinking about this when I was reading it. It's so much like the Christian life.
God gives us manna. God gives us water. And then comes Amalek. I don't know why Amalek come, but maybe it was because he was a grandson to Esau. And Esau had done, and God lost everything in the birthright and the privileges that he had in the firstborn. Maybe it was because of the pasture, the land, that God was going to, and God settled the Israelites in. It said it was in Rephidim, and there was some warfare there with them. There'll always be opposition. It don't matter what you do, anything you do for God, there's always going to be opposition. Amalek's going to come. I've heard men preach before, Amalek's a type of the flesh. I've heard men preach before, Amalek's type of the world. I've heard them preach Amalek's type of the devil. You can preach it any way you want to, but there's always opposition. There's always somebody going to try to war against you. Ain't got any time you do the will of God, there's always going to be somebody kind of warfare. Amalek's going to come and he's going to try to throw you off and take what you got. And buddy, when God's a blessing, the devil's a fighting. Amen. That's right. You can put it down. It's nothing new to you if you've been saved any time at all. That you know there's going to be some oppositions in the walk of God. When God starts doing something in you and to you, amen, there's going to be somebody come and try to hinder you from doing God's will. I'll say tonight that Moses, thank God the law man, got up there and held his hand up with the rod in it. But after a while, his hands got heavy. And I thought tonight, how many people's hands have gotten heavy in the battle? Maybe that mother tonight, thank God, that's raised them children, and she feels like her hands is heavy tonight. Thank God, them little old children we see in our church, and we are thankful for the children. Maybe a mother's hands are weary tonight, amen, from raising the children and doing all the home duties, and it just seems like that you're just weary tonight, and you need somebody, thank God, to pray for you and hold your hands up. Out there we go all through this church tonight, and we find weary hands at times. Sometimes the preacher's hands get weary, and he needs some men to hold him up. And God, on this day it was Aaron and Hur that went up to the mount with Moses. Aaron, of course, was his brother. There's been many thoughts about her. Some say it's Miriam's husband. Some say he was a descendant of Judah. But no matter who he was, and God, he was on the mount with Moses, and he was holding his hands up. But I recognize tonight that there's a lot of times that our hands get weary. Amen. The preacher's hands get weary. The mama's hands get weary. Thank God, the church member's hands get weary. Thank God, that's in everyday life. We need somebody down the church, thank God, to say, I'll lift their hands up. Thank God, I'll pray for them. I'll get in there with them. Joshua was fighting in there, and Joshua was a man of fighting. Thank God, he was a good man. In fact, God used him after Moses died. But Joshua got in there with his men. As long as Moses' hands were up, thank God, Joshua was winning. But when his hands went down, Amalek did. Hey, the battle wasn't won in the valley. The battle was won on the hill. Amen. You got to recognize tonight the battle's done been won. We're fighting from the battle. Amen. It's already been won tonight. There's weariness in the church. Amen. You say, preacher, wonder what the battle is. It's just the cares of this life. People that have the cares of this life, it's not really open sin that's taking us down. It's just the cares of this life. It's coming in with the, thank God, without a mind to worship. It's coming in without a mind to serve. It's coming in without a mind to get involved. It's just that mindset. That's why we need encouragement. That's why we need somebody. Thank God to lift their hands up. Amen. Listen, friend, not everybody's on the mountaintop. Amen. We're usually in the valley in a fight. Thank God. Thank God we got a great high priest tonight. Thank God in Jesus Christ. Thank God every
they don't ever have. Thank God to give us victory tonight. He's our victor. He's our prayer intercessor. Thank God. And buddy, he's on the hill of a holy hill. And he's interceding. Thank God on my behalf tonight. Amen.
That's right. Amen. They said as long as he put his hands up, they prevailed. Amen. As long as Moses' hands up, that rod in his hand, thank God Joshua and them won the battle. Amen. And you know what? Moses' hands got so heavy, and he couldn't stand no longer. They had to put a rock under him and set him on the rock. Amen. Well, I get one verse in there. It said his hands were steady. Amen. Finally, they just got a place where Aaron and Hur was holding him up, and he was sitting in it, just head steady. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, listen. We need one another in this battle. Ain't got the church needs one another. It's not about one man or one woman. It's about the body. It's about one another. I need your help tonight, my own heart. I need your help in preaching. I need your help in serving. The church needs one another in it. Amen. And there's a way, thank God, that God's brought a people together. Thank God to win the battle. That's already been won. But thank God we're still in a war. Amen. We're in the devil's territory. He's the God of this world. He don't like what goes on. And we need to get in with God and war and fight and hold one another's hands. Amen. That's right. Amen. His hands got weary. He ever got weary? You ever got weary? Amen. I've got weary. I've seen wives get weary. I've seen husbands get weary. I've seen children get weary. I've just seen it. I mean, that's just a war. That's just a war we're in. You're going to get tired sometimes. And it just gets weary. It gets weary. Life's weariness. Amen. Did not Paul tell the Galatian church? He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we faint not, amen. I tell you, sometimes we feel like fainting. Amen. But thank God there is a reward for them that don't faint. There's a reward. Thank God there's something great that God wants to know of his people. Just stay in it and stay with it and hold their hands steady before God and fight the battle. Amen. I find my battles against myself more than anything. Amen. In middle of warfares, thank God pulling down strongholds, casting every imagination under the captivity of Christ, that my mind might be free, that I can come to the house of God and plug into him and connect with him, because I gotta hear from him. If I don't hear from him, then I don't get nothing. I need to hear from him. That's what I come for. Thank God to hear from him. Amen. That's right. I need a spoken word. I need God to speak to me. Amen. You need God to speak to you. You need him to speak to your spirit. You need help. It bothers me for you to walk out that door. I'm just telling you the honest truth. It bothers me for you to walk out that door and you don't get nothing. I mean, it does. It bothers me. If I get up and preach and you don't get no spiritual help, that bothers me. I mean, it bothers me the atmosphere. Amen. It ought to be for Jonathan to hear from God. Or his heart being in tune to hear from God. Somebody's got to hold the hands up. Somebody's got to be willing to hold the hands up while the man of God preaches. Amen. And while the church people sing and pray and do whatever. Thank God we got to hold one another's hands up. It's a weary day, friend. It's easy for our hands to be let down. It's easy to let down sometimes. It's easy to say, what's the use? It's easy to say, is the battle never going to end? I need a break. I need rest. Thank God that's when the Lord comes. Hey, he's the one that's really holding the hands up. Hey, God, he'll never let them down if you'll just trust him. Amen. We need to hear from him tonight. Amen. I need to hear from him. I need to hear from him. Amen. I need to hear. And God speaks to his own. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me. And I think about this incident here, this true record of Scripture. that when these men are fighting down there, the only victory they had was when Moses' hands were up. If they would, listen, Brother Joe, if they had never, my friend, held his hands up, they wouldn't have won the battle. They wouldn't have won the battle, Brother Murray. I'm telling you, they had to have his hand. Listen, the battle's done been won on the hill. It wasn't won in the valley, it's won on the hill. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, how they said, boy, preacher, preach. How they said that man had a good message. How that lady testified. How that man sung. How that when my son, now why? We know somebody's on the hill. Amen. That's the difference. Would you get on the hill? Would you climb the hill and get on the hill and be willing to stand in the gap for the man of God preaching? Listen, friend, the more people that pray for me, the more power I'll be in the church. And when you ask God to fill me with the Holy Ghost and preach me in power that you might get something from God, He's going to give it. Amen. If you can get a collective body to praying and holding a man of God's hands up, if you can get a collective body praying when somebody's discouraged, when somebody's down, when somebody needs some help, I'm telling you, you'll see a whole lot more result. Amen. But when you're not willing to get on the hill, hold up the arms of them that's in need. See, the battle's done been won. Jesus died on the hill. Victory's on the hill. Amen. Joshua fought and he won the battle. But every time their hands come down and they gave in and got weak, boy, that's a message in that right there. When a church lets down their conviction, when a church lets down their standard, and I'm not talking about, my friend, legalism. I'm talking about this Bible truth. When a church goes away from the truth of the Bible, when a church goes away and lets their hand down to a lost world that they might gain the world, hey, our hands to the world, how about our hands are still, thank God, in His hand, amen. Right. When a church weakens and wearies their hands and lets anything go on in the sanctuary instead of, thank God, fighting a battle and praying and seeking God, what happens is the enemy comes in. Amalek ends up running the church instead of God. That's right. That's why the church needs to realize that and pray, seek the face of God. It don't take but a little bit here and a little bit there to let Amalek in. If he get in your life, he'll run it. Amen. He'll own you before you know it. Amen. He'll run you before you know it. He's a coming friend. It said in that scripture, then came Amalek. He didn't come to then. But when he did come, he came, my friend, God defeat the people of God. That's what he's out to do to you and me. That's what he'd like to do to the church. Amen. Then came Amalek, but the victory is won on the hill. Amen. There'll not nobody boasting their selves when they get to the heaven. It'll all be what was done on the hill. Amen. Who shall go into my holy hill then have a clean hand and a pure heart? Amen. That's who's going to go into the holy hill of God. Them that's been truly saved and washed in the blood. Them's the ones going into the holy hill. Them that's been saved and washed in the blood. That's the only ones going in, brother. Amen. You know why? Because Christ died. Amen. For sinners. That's right. Amen. Man, my hands is heavy. Moses' hands got heavy. It shows the even the man of God, Moses, needed somebody to help him. And what Moses did on the hill was what result came in the valley when Joshua fought. If I could get it in your head tonight, in my head, to think that what we do in secret, in prayer, and in communion with God is what the results are when we meet here. Now, I know God just blesses us in a sovereign way. He'll just say, hey, I love them. That's my family down there. I love them and I'm going to meet with them. But how much more when a man hungers for that and has been in the prayer room and prayed and sought God, that God will come and meet with us. And it won't be in the preacher and it won't be in the members. It'll be in the man of God the God-man Jesus may I say, thank God that died on the hill for sinners like you and like me. Amen. Bless His name. I'm glad there's victory on the hill tonight. Amen. I'm glad there's victory in Jesus tonight. Amen. Victory's in Jesus. Thank God. I don't care what the battles is. It's victory in Jesus. Amen. If you'll believe that tonight and trust Him, amen. Thank God you can have victory tonight because it's already been won. Amen. That's right. I heard an old story how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save us. Fighter. He's my battler. Jesus will fight your battle. You don't have to fight him. Amen. That's right. We're more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. Sure, that's right. Brother Chris, pray for us tonight.